Here today for a initial press briefing on the fire here in Craig, which has since been named. Let me pull the name up. And it looks like it's been named the 1104 fire. That's 1104 fire. I'll give a quick rundown of what we have so far. I'm going to warn everybody, I don't have a lot of information to release at this time, but I will give you guys the best we have. The initial call came in around 1:30 p.m. today, August 10th, in the 700 block of East 13th Street in the city of Craig. It came out as a possible structure fire. Craig Police Department, Moffat County Sheriff's Office, and Craig Fire initially responded to that. It quickly spread to a wildfire shortly thereafter, and we had additional resources join from the Moffat County Sheriff's Office Wildland Fire Team, and additional resources showed up thereafter from Bureau of Land Management fire, wildland fire. We have multiple resources that I don't have a full list to right now that will be provided in a full press briefing at a later time. There are both air and ground assets working on the fire. There was an initial, let me get this pulled up here. There was an initial evacuation, mandatory evacuation notice that was posted for the areas of East 13th Street to East 9th Street. And that was from Washington Street to Bryan Way in the city of Craig. And we also had a pre-evacuation notice for anything north of East 9th Street from Bryan Way to Hoy Road. Hoy is H-A-U-G-H-E-Y. Both of those have since been lowered to a pre-evacuation notice, and we are allowing people back into their homes at this time. The wildland fire teams continue to work on fire suppression, and I don't have any estimates of size or containment at this time. I think that's everything I have. I'm happy to answer a few questions if you guys think I missed anything. I think maybe the easiest way would be to throw it in the chat, and I can address them one by one maybe. Unknown cause at this time, that's going to be further down the line once we get coordinated with fire units once they're cleared from the scene. Sure, Noah. The name of the fire, which is on watch duty, if you can also see it on there. It looks like either LA or IA, I'm not sure on that, and then it's 1104 fire. And that's 1104. And it began in the 700 block of East 13th Street in the city of Craig.
Party, which you try and get some more information on them, contact name, contact number.
And also we have Commander Doug Conrad from the Craig Police Department joining as well. Yes, the street is the 700 block, B-L-O-C-K, of East 13th Street, 1-3. And no, I don't have a number for you for structures involved other than the initial structure. And it spreaded to grass in the area and quickly became a wildland fire at that point. It looks like the initial structure was a house, and that's with the information I have at this time. That could change later. Injuries are unknown at this time. One firefighter was transported for medical evaluation, and that is all I have as far as injuries go at this time. I don't have an exact address for the structure at this time. We're going to stick with the 700 block of East 13th Street. Community members for updates can go to either the Craig Police Department Facebook page or the Moffat County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, along with both of the crime watches that correspond with those pages. Any other questions right now? And we will work with fire public information officers once they are at a point where they have more information, and we will attempt to do this again once we have more information that we can release. Commander Conrad, correct me if I'm wrong, but we are allowing people that were under mandatory evacuation to return to their homes at this time.
Hey, sorry about that. That is true. And working with emergency manager, Sergeant Todd Wheeler and Craig Fire Rescue, we determined that it was safe for residents to return to their houses. We just advised against turning on air conditioners and stuff like that because of the smoke in the area that could be pulled into the houses.
We do not know the cause of the initial fire right now. Once we have that information, we will release it. It's now considered a wildland fire because it's spread to grass areas in the area, which falls within the purviews of our wildland fire teams. Yes, Shannon, great question. As mentioned earlier, we have Craig Police Department involved, Moffat County Sheriff's Office, Moffat County Sheriff's Office Wildland Fire. Hayden PD is assisting with some road closures, and BLM Wildland Fire. And I'm sure there are a few I'm missing. I believe Colorado Parks and Wildlife possibly had a couple units assisting with evacuations. We'll attempt to get a full list together when we release a full press brief. Right now, we don't have an exact size of the fire. Once we have those numbers, it will be released on either Craig Police Department's or Moffat County's Facebook page. Yes, the fire initially was threatening multiple homes, which is why the mandatory evacuation was placed initially. Unfortunately, I don't have specifics on type and how many aircraft have responded so far. We'll have to get with our emergency manager and likely BLM to get some of that information later. No,
just to add on to that, no resources have been pulled from the Lee Elk fire to assist. And I'd like to add in, when you guys release this, if you could please ask locals to stick out of the area until it's fully opened. It does create problems for us trying to get everything back into what we'd like to call normal.
Also, another quick note. I know this always comes up. At this time, we are not in any need of any donations from community members, especially not to the scene. If that becomes an issue, we will make sure we get that out to you guys and on Facebook. But we do not need any donations from the community at this time, as much as they are appreciated. Initial structure was called in as a house, and unknown on the damages, what kind of loss that structure sustained at this time. Unknown on injuries at this time. I do know one firefighter, unknown from what agency, was transported for medical evaluation. Unknown what it was for. Unknown on if anybody was inside of the home during the start of the fire. And size has not been determined at this time. Thank you all. Once we get with fire personnel, possibly either later tonight or early tomorrow morning, we can send out and have another Zoom meeting once we have a little bit more information. Otherwise, we will make sure we get a press release issued from either Moffat County Sheriff's Office or Craig Police Department. Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.